This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Listen, so it's the big moment on the show for this duo. And of course, let me just warmly welcome the superstar, Sphesihle Mabaso. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Spe, one thing that I need to tell you, that you are beautiful, man. And your voice, you have a radio voice. Have you ever imagined yourself on radio?
Oh, I have, and I actually want to get into radio, you know. Thumela my CV.
Please, even at the site, Mali Khona, yes.
Thank you so much.
Love it, man. And you are shining throughout, and you are one of the consistent with Big Brother Mzansi, Abbey Shiner on the socials, beside the Sweet Guluva. Yes. So, how did you feel, Usubonu's-ish, man, after top eight? I'm out.
Yo, it was so bittersweet, you know, because everyone gets in there to win. You really want to win it. And even if you don't win, you at least want to try and be a finalist, you know, or even a runner-up, you know. You really want to try and, like, aim. You know when you're writing a test and you're like, okay, I'm going to study so that at least I get 70%.
Yeah.
You aim for something. So I aimed, and I really wanted to make it till the last week, till the last day, but it didn't happen. However, there's a part of me that was also shocked that I made it that far. You know, so it was very bittersweet for me because I didn't think I'd even make it up to week eight, because sometimes I just find myself so boring. I'm not that entertaining, guys. But I was so fortunate to make it that far, even though I would have loved to go further.
Let me just tell you, Spe, that you were the most entertaining person in the house, throwing those pranks, you know, and just being a glamoured girl. And of course, if your groover can take off your heels and be like, okay, this fancy lady right now, she's taking off her heels. You know, it was quite interesting to just witness that, hey?
Thank you. I try.
Love it. And currently, right now, Spe, just to see what's in this show, we are not pushing around, you know, as something that is real. And right now, you invited Uguzo Onarisha some awards, giving out Uguzo presenter some of the awards. Can you just take us through on that event?
Yes, the event was so amazing. I was actually invited by one of the founders, Uputunya. She is doing so well in recognizing, I don't even want to say upcoming, you know, but she's recognizing people that have just penetrated the industry in terms of social media. So, and just for them to get that recognition that, you know what, keep on going. You know, you might easily find yourself with an even more prestigious award, but here is where we will also make sure that we acknowledge you. So the Emerge Africa Awards were so amazing, and they actually started with me. I was the first, I can say maybe guest host to stand and present the award. So I was a bit nervous. I was like, hey,
but you killed it, eh? And your outfit, man. Oh, man. Ah, Spe, you are
Thank
a star,
you.
Hey? Listen, speaking about another thing that you are doing very great, music.
Yes.
And you were DJ before Big Brother, right?
Yes, I started in 2017.
Take us through your journey, your DJ. Who inspired it?
Oh, thank you. So I started in 2017 to start DJing and taking it seriously. And I'm going to be very honest with who inspired me, guys. I've always loved DJ Zinze. I've always loved the way she rocked the decks, the way she carried herself, just the way she just maneuvered and did it, you know. And I was like, so back in 2017, there was a time that I got to watch her. And I was like, I would really love to venture into this because I'm very passionate about music and sound in general. So I didn't want to just restrict myself to just vocals, you know. I was like, okay, I'm doing something vocally. Why do I not also venture into production, sound, you know, decks and other things that I can learn? So that's when I challenged myself 2017 to start learning how to DJ. And then in 2021, that is when I, my friend and I, Ulelo Nkwanazi, we formed Touché, the band or the duo. to just push it together. So we do Afro House, Afro Tech, Philly Step, you know, that's more of our sound. And I told myself that, you know what, I'm going to be a vocalist and I'm going to DJ just like, for example, Uzi Expandini, the way he does it. You know, he really also inspired me a lot. So I'm inspired by, you know, I draw a lot of inspiration from a lot of people in the industry. And we're really killing it out there. So that's practically just a map of what I do. So vocalist and a DJ. Yeah.
Listen, I love it because you are really doing very great. I was listening to your music because, radio guys, one thing about radio, we have this privilege to just listen to the music before it drops. And I kind of like it, eh? It's work for our advantage, eh? And take us through the song Amashinga, and you collaborated with Utache, or Utache is the name of the group, right?
Tumarcus Utache MC. Is the group, yes.
Or Utache. Oh, nice. And Marcus MC, Issa K, featuring Musandile and Usipisi. Yeah. Oh, love it. So take us through the song. Who inspired Palaguayo and, of course, the whole collaboration?
Yes, I must give it to Usandile. You know, Usandile is so talented. He's an amazing songwriter. And he was the one who was like, you know, it's Percy here, jump on the song, you know. I practically wrote Ubaba Mizo Voma, you know, and he helped me with the other parts because he's an amazing writer, guys. I am still learning the craft of writing. Not as easy as we think, you know. So I really give it him today when it comes to the composition and the writing. And Usandile did the most, you know. He really deserves the recognition because there are so many songs that he's been on. And, you know, some people at the time didn't even know that it's his song. But and people don't even know that it's him. So I must give a big shout out to him because he really helped me a lot with, you know, how to go about vocally on the song. And yeah, the song is very, very nice because it's all about, Gishele, I say, in English, you know, because these days, and it's done.
How sweet. How
and it's just like that, you are the girlfriend. So for us, we're like, you know what, and you know, I love you. And Michelle Gashi, though, that still stands.
Love it. Speaking of Michelle Gashi, and we saw on Big Brother Mzansi that you had something, ABN Zega, with the guy. I want you to say the name of the guy.
Who?
Before you went out, you were like, no, man, there's something I need to tell you.
Wait. Referring to BK?
Yes.
Oh, yes, my prank.
Oh, it was a prank again.
Yes, it was a prank again. To summarize it for you guys, I'm going to get this catch, right? I pranked Tyrone and Swissman. I did a fake fight with them, and the prank was quite a good prank, but they were pretty upset at me. They were not happy at all. So, my Fisha, my toilet, she's lying in the house, and my Fisha, my makeup. You know, and that prank, I wasn't doing it alone. I was doing it with BK. So he was my partner in crime. And then they didn't do anything to him. So I got told I'm a repercussion. So I was like, you know what? I am going to prank him. But I needed to prank him with something that he wouldn't expect.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I couldn't make it obvious. I couldn't, like, steal his shoes or hide his glasses. I was like, he's going to know that it's me and I'm doing something. So I was like, I'm going to try and spice it up and I am just going to, like, make him so uncomfortable and just confess my undying love for him, which is not true, by the way.
Listen, man, you brought fire on the Big Brother Mzansi Umlilo Spesihle, let me just tell you.
Thank you.
Right now I'm still crying, Uti. Why? But it's fine, hey? It's fine. Okay, let me just speak about this music. Amanyama collaboration, Tlapo Afisang, Uti. Okay, this one's Nyamabuga. Man, if I can collaborate with DJ Zintla or someone, who are you just vouching for? Uti, this one I can do something with them in the near future.
Man, there are so many. Because I'm in the Afro space, I'm looking at your Malindun Deck, I'm looking at your Cairo, I'm looking at your Tugson, I'm looking at your Black Coffees, your Zex Bandini, you know, your Usini, looking even at Abza, you know. The list is endless, because I genuinely draw so much inspiration from each and every one of them. And longevity, you know, it's very nice to start and to push, but you want to make sure that you make it to the end. You know, you want to make sure that you stay. So these are people that I feel like have been in the game and they've managed to, you know, stay consistent in this time of social media and hype and so many other things, and they are still standing strong. So I really look up to the OGs. I genuinely respect them so much. Your Skidos, like, yo, there are so many people that I'm like, you know what? I would be so privileged to be under their wing, honestly.
Listen, the universe has listened. Sexual to go to deliver.
Ah, man.
Specifically, when is this to wrap up on the interview, this conversation that we're having? It's not an interview, by the way. So, the big booking details, someone who want to book you for MC, for DJing, for radio, because currently, in the meanwhile, radios are scouting for new talent. Maybe, you know, maybe you'll replace me here. Who knows?
Oh, man. May that happen, honestly. So, on my side, I'm going to start with social handles. I am @usipesishemabazo_ on Instagram. Over there, you actually do see my booking numbers and you do see my email address. And then on TikTok, I'm also @usipesishemabazo_. On Facebook, @usipesishemabazo. And then to give more, let me actually give more intricate details there. The phone number that you can get with Pesiche on for bookings, because I MC, I present, I DJ. So, yeah, I'm your girl. It's 064-721-6536. I'll just say it one more time. It's 064-721-6536.
Lovely. Specifically, Mabaso, thank you so much for your time. And I'm a Shinga Master. Apuma ngomhlaka 18 April, right?
18 April, they're out on all music streaming platforms.
Ah, lovely. Sweet things, man. Thank you so much for your time. But right now, I'm going to announce the song. Right now. 3, 2, 1, let's go, Spay.
Wait, can you repeat that for me?
I want you to throw the song in Ngizodlala Mashinga just now.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you for that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Please calm me down again.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my one is over, my. Oh, my one is over, my.
Lovely, Spare. Thank you so much, man, for your time. Wish you nothing but the best in life.
This is the MUT Radio podcast.